This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
It is the long-awaited third match of the year between Rushi and Botkins. Here on ScorersBroadcast.com, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are about 20 minutes away from the opening tip. Rushi 26-0, Botkins 20-6, collide for the third time. Botkins hoping the third time is a charm, and Rushi wants to continue its mastery over the Botkins Trojans. The regular season matches were very competitive games, Chuck. Botkins was right in them till late third quarter, early fourth in both confrontations.
Well, it tells you how good Rushi is that Botkins played them so well down the stretch at home. Lost by 11. Closest anybody came to Rushi this year, 11.
In fact, in one of those games, Botkin scored six threes, was still beaten, made four threes in the other contest. Interestingly enough, Braylon Cordonier made the only 2 3-pointers by Rushi in the two games against Botkins. So Botkins needs to step up the threes even more in order to beat Rushi here today. Rebounding in those two battles, it was about a 60-30 edge over the course of the two games in favor of Rushi. However, the Raiders were only 2 of 21 behind the arc in those two contests.
Yeah, and honestly, three-point shooting is not necessarily the way Rushi's going to beat you. They're going to beat you with defense, turnovers, layups, and lob passes for dunks. That's how they like to score.
Yeah, live ball turnovers, busts out the other way, easy layups after getting interceptions or deflections. Back on December 10th, Rushi beat Botkins 57-38. Braylon Cordonier had 14. Benjamin York, 14. Vince Borchers, a dozen. Dominic Francis had 10 in that game. Botkins, no one in double figures. Eli Pitts had 8. Tucker Hulskamp had 8. Colin Dosick was held to two.
Yep.
Bodkins came into Rushi on that particular night playing really good basketball. Dosick was hot. He was averaging over 17 points a game, and that Rushi defense put the clamps on him. That was a 38-33 contest at the end of three, and it wound up 57-38 in favor of Rushi. In the second meeting, almost 2 months later, Rushi beat Bodkins at the Trojans Gym 47-36. It was 22-16 at the half, 35-25 at the end of three. Rushi won by 11, couldn't pull away. Bodkins was within three possessions or so in the fourth quarter of that contest. Borchers led the way for Rushi with 14, Cordonier at 11, York 10, Francis 8. Dosick rebounded in that second meeting. He pumped in 13 points. Colton Plyman at 10. Bodkins hit six threes in the first game, four in the second, for a total of 10. The Trojans need to make threes, no question about it. The rebounding edge, it was remarkably decided in favor of Rushi over the course of the two games. And Bodkins simply needs to be fundamentally sound, box out, and do a better job on the boards to have a chance to win this game here today.
Well, this is too good of a basketball team to give second and third attempts. And you're right. They need to handle the basketball, put a body on the shots, and make sure you keep the big guys from going in and getting easy second chance points.
At stake is a berth in the D7 Final Four next Friday. I'd like to note for you that last night, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian defeated Warren John F. Kennedy at the Barberton D7 Regional. So Willoughby advanced. Delta St. John is leading Arlington, I'm told, in the third quarter of that game that's being played up at Bowling Green. Arlington led late first, early second quarter. And then the Elwers really warmed up. It's 6:30 today at Ohio U. Portsmouth Notre Dame plays South Webster. Here, of course, it's Rushi Bodkins. As I mentioned, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian is in. Three other state semifinal teams to be decided yet in D7. Earlier here on scoresbroadcast.com, Marion Local beat Anna 58-43. Anna Rockets, D6 regional runners-up. Marion Local, the champs, and the Flyers advance on to the state Final Four in Division 6. It's my understanding both D6 and D7 play next Friday in the state semis. State semis, D6, D7, next Friday night.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's normally you would know where you were going and you would know who you were going to play, or at least the combination of who you might play, whoever wins. Now you have no idea. You have no idea where you're playing and you have no idea who you're playing until probably Sunday.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Francis Schulze and Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams here today. The key building components are, for Bodkins, rebound, rebound, rebound. For Rushi, put its stamp on this game right away. Raiders need to take the pressure off. Rushi is expected to win. Rushi needs to jump out, get on top quickly. Bodkin says, oh, no, we want to hang around and switch that burden of pressure in the final two quarters of this game. Those are key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, or on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, check our website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll return with more pregame. Check out the starting lineups in a few minutes. Rushi Botkins, it's an all-SCAL regional championship in boys D7 at the Wright State Nutter Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, we've got a shocker to report to you. Arlington defeated Delphi St. John's 51-46 or 53-46. I've heard two different final scores. I heard Arlington went ahead fairly early in the game, stayed ahead for the middle portion. Delphi's caught Arlington in the third. And then Arlington, with a spurt in the fourth quarter, won the game by 5 or 7. So Delphi St. John's, the club that expected to play Rushi perhaps next week in a state Final Four, should Rushi beat Botkins today, is out. Who knows? Maybe another upset is in the wind, cooking here at the Nutter Center. Botkins and Rushi both could be stoked by word of that final score. Delphi St. John's is ousted.
Well, if neither one of these coaches, if they're told this, is going to tell their teams, that is not what they're going to talk about here in the last 5 minutes to go. But, you know, I mean, hey, you got to beat everybody, and Arlington must have a pretty good basketball team if they can beat Delphi.
Well, last year, Delphi St. John's was upset a couple games earlier in the tournament. Had an injury. Didn't shoot the three well, got beat by double digits. I'd like to remind you, a new sponsor on Scores, Broadcast.com, is Production Support, Inc. in Rushi. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing, too. Production Support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. It's in the bag at Production Support. Well, we can add that result, Delphi St. John's getting upset, to our short list of one final that we already knew among our D7 regional championship games today. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian has beaten Warren John F. Kennedy. Arlington triumphs over Delphi St. John's in a shocker.
Where is Arlington?
It's in the Northwest. It's in the Northwest District because it played today.
Right, but I just wondered, I got that much. I'm asking you. I mean, is it in Michigan on the other side of Toledo? Are they going to play up at Ann Arbor?
It is not Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
It's somewhere between Findlay and Lima, I can tell you that.
Okay, so the choice of venue is what I'm thinking.
Bowling Green.
Or maybe. Elida, because they just love that place, even though it's horrible for media.
Portsmouth Notre Dame plays South Webster at 6:30 tonight at Ohio U. So you've got Arlington, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, Portsmouth Notre Dame or South Webster, and Rushi or Botkins.
Yep.
There's your state Final Four in Boys Division 7. Great crowd on hand for this all-SC.
Boy, yes, there is.
Yeah, a tremendous crowd for this all-SCAL Boys D7 regional title game here at the Wright State Nutter Center. Sea of blue across the way. Blue and gold over there behind us. A lot of black and gold on the near side here. Both teams shooting around. Botkins to our left, Rushi to our right. We'll return in a few minutes with starting lineups. Botkins, Rushi for the third time this season on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well,
up. Here we go, just a moment away from the third contest of the year between Rushi and Botkins. Again, repeating a stunner in boys Division 7 regional championship action earlier today. Delphi St. John's was upset, ousted by Arlington, 51-46. That has been confirmed. Arlington, by the way, Chuck, it has about 2,000 people. It's in Hancock County, much, much closer to Findlay than it is to Lima. You asked. That's the geographical nugget of the day.
All right. Everybody now knows where Arlington is.
Opening five for the Rushi Raiders is as follows. Fitz Porcher starting at the guard spot. He's the catalyst, the engine that makes this club go. 6'2 senior, 12.5 points a game. Benjamin York at a wing, 6'5 senior, over 10 per outing. Braylon Cordonier at a forward, 6'4 senior, 15 points per game. Dominic Francis in the middle. He's at 10.7 a game, 6'6 senior. And Zeb Schultze, 6'2 senior, 4 per contest to round out the starting five for the Rushi Raiders, who are nursing a couple of aches and pains. Dominic Francis has a very slightly sprained right knee, suffered a couple games ago, and Braylon Cordonier on his right shooting hand has a little bit of a splint. He's got a tendon stretch inside one of his digits, and he's able to perform about his normal capacity despite that injury.
Yeah, well, that would probably take me. I'd be out of work for 3 weeks if I had that.
Oh, I'd be out for the season.
I get out of work for a lot of reasons. So.
The entire year. For the Botkins Trojans, Colin Dosick, 14 points a game. Senior six-footer at guard with Eli Pitts, a sophomore. He's at 8 points per outing. Noah Topp at a wing, a senior, 7 points per game, 6'2". James Steinke gets the starting nod. 6'3", junior is Steinke. He's averaging 6. And Colton Kleiman in the middle, 6'4", senior, 5 points per contest. Game gets started. Rushi wins the opening tap and fumbles the ball away below the basket, trying to score quickly. And Botkins brings it down with the Trojans' first possession. Colin Dosick into the lane on the arc of Steinke, who steps inside the arc and swishes a long two-pointer. 17-footer Steinke. He's improved his range. Good outside shot. And Steinke pulls it through. We got another miscue by Rushi, out of bounds in the right corner. Head coach Spencer Cordonier, arms folded, a little confused by the start of the Raiders.
Well, I mean, Braylon took probably way too quick of a three the first possession and kicked it out of bounds.
Dribbling down the floor, it is Botkins' Colin Dosick. He sprints to the rim along the left lane line, hooks it up with the left hand, and it's deflected, blocked out of bounds. Dominic Francis was there. Botkins inbounds below the rim on the arc to Steinke. 2-0 Trojans, 50 seconds gone by. Midcourt, it is Dosick, picked up by Borchers on a weave to Top. Near the center line to Pitts, offense starting way out high. Steinke, head of the key, works on Cordonier. Started to drive, retreated. Steinke on the bounce, hands it off on the play to Pitts. Pitts rotates top of the circle, foul line below the stripe. Then dishes back out on the arc to Steinke, checked by Benjamin York. Oh, here's Pitts, swerving down the left side of the lane. Off balance, awkward delivery, no good. Rebound Rushi, long pass down the floor to Dominic Francis. And Francis goes steamrolling in from the left wing. Colton Kleiman tried to set himself, couldn't get it done. And it's ruled a defensive foul. Rushi will get 2 shots. You can tell, Chuck, the Raiders want to attack and attack fast. So Botkins can't get the defense set. Free throw by Francis. Swirls around. It is no good. Second free throw, Dominic Francis. Spins the ball in his hands. 1 dribble. Good. 2-1 Botkins, 90 seconds gone, opening quarter. Again, repeating, Delphi St. John's upset by Arlington in boys D7 regional championship play at Bowling Green today. Final score 51-46. Pressure by Rushi at midcourt, and Botkins throws it away.
You won't see that kind of a bad pass by Dosik very often.
Well, Rushi will bring it down. Borchers against Pitts. Cordonier motions right in front of us. Benjamin go opposite. Cordonier in the near corner. Borchers head of the key to York. York comes to this side of the floor. Hands it off to Cordonier. Now to Borchers near the timeline. Head coach Cordonier motioning. On his feet too, Phil Groves, head coach of the Trojans. Benjamin York at the elbow on the right. He's double-teamed. Dumps it to Borchers straight away. Defense for Botkins, Chuck.
Oh, they're playing man-to-man and doing a lot of helping.
Near side, York, who fakes the three. Dishes off on the play to Cordonier. York gets it back 25 feet away. They want to post up Cordonier. Botkins reaches in and taps the ball away. Quickly down the floor to Pitts. Spin move, baseline left. Straight away to Dosik for three. Bounce away. He hits it. 5-1 Botkins. 5:20 left to go opening quarter. Trojans start out hot from the outside. Borchers works into the lane for the Rushi Raiders. Hands it off on the play to Francis. Shaken loose by Botkins. Scrum for it. Tie up. Held ball. Arrow Botkins. Turnover number three for the team in white. Rushi with the white shorts and jerseys, gold numbers outlined in blue. Botkins with that gray-gold color, more gray than gold, white numbers. Black piping, deep right corner, it's Dosik. Checked by Borchers. Dosik puts it on the deck, veers into the corner, goes to the elbow on the right. Opposite to Pitts for three. It is wide right. Rebound popped in the air by Botkins. Pinballed around. Rushi's got it. Darting down the floor, it's Borchers. On a weave to Cordonier. 4.5 to go. First quarter. Rushi yet to get a field goal. Cordonier down the lane. Left it short. Rebound low on the left by Schulze. Follow-away shot is good by Zeb Schulze, and he's fouled.
I was going to say, that looked like Plyman got him there, too.
What a play by Schulze of Rushi. Colton Plyman checks out. Foul situation for Botkins, Chuck.
That was his second, I think team second.
Two personals on Colton Plyman, who's been subbed for. Tucker Holzkamp is in. Foul shot by Schulze. Yes, he's got it. 5-3 Botkins. Good start for the Trojans, who jumped out 5-1 with 4.5 to go in the first.
You got it down to one now.
I'm sorry, 5-4 on the three-point play by Schulze. Here is Dosik. Long throw to Holzkamp in the left corner. He's got it. A trifecta. Botkins fans go crazy. 8-4 Botkins. Three-point play by Schulze. The field goal by him. The Raiders' first and only bucket so far. Borchers darts down the lane, right in front in traffic. Missed the shot, no good. Fall away, rebound by Borchers. Got it, and a foul. Schulze and Borchers, unbelievable second efforts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it's going to take, because this is not going to be a walkover. This is not going to be a running clock.
Free throw by Borchers, too hard. Long rebound, Dominic Francis to Jackson Grogene, who's in. Grogene on the court now for Schulze, top of the circle. It's fed to Cordonier. Grogene behind the screen, buries it, buries it. Triple by Grogene. 9-8 Rushi.
Just like that.
Tit for tat. Raiders bounce right back and take the lead. Steike posting up mid-range for Botkins. On the dribble. Swings it to Dosik. It curls, fades, and missed from 16. Rebound to Dominic Francis to Cordonier. Outlet to Grogene. Back to Cordonier. Open is York for three. Off the flange. Long rebound Grogene to Borchers. Borchers inside the arc. Feeds Grogene again. Grogene checked by Pitts. 9-8 Rushi. 3:04 to go first quarter. Borchers in the lane. Feeds York behind him. York gets a screen from Dominic. No pick and roll. Now for Donyer. Left wing York available again. Swish! Three-pointer. Benjamin York. Phil Groves, head coach Botkins, has seen enough. 12-8 Raiders. Under three to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, early on here at the Wright State Netter Center, this Rushi-Botkins contest is a game of surges. Botkins jumped out 5-1 with 4:30 left in the opening quarter. And just a couple minutes later, Rushi's got the advantage 12-8, outscoring Botkins 11-3 in the recent 2 minutes. Here's Dosik with the ball, gives it up to Monin, the freshman, in off the bench. Back to Dosik, fadeaway 16-footer, hit the front ring. Long rebound to Grosjean. Grosjean hustles down the floor, hits a trailer, Borchers for two.
Boy, what a pass.
Wow. Great assist by Grosjean, aiding Borchers. Here is Dosik the other way for Botkins. Gets too far under and throws it away, intercepted by Cordonier. Dosik got himself in trouble. Cordonier to York, top of the circle, 14-8 Raiders. 2 minutes left, opening period. Now Borchers 25 feet out. Goes high left to Cordonier. Cordonier checked to Stanky. Coming out to catch is Borchers. Opposite side to Cordonier behind the screen from York. Doesn't shoot. Cordonier fakes left, goes right around Stanky, and he's mugged at the rim. Two free throws, Cordonier. 14-8 Rushi. 1:42 to go in the first. What a response for the Raiders, who trailed 5-1, got the three-point play by Schulte, and that set the Raiders off and running. A couple of foul shots, Braylon Cordonier, he pumps it up and in. Now you can clearly see those two fingers taped together on the right hand. Doesn't seem to bother his shot one bit.
I don't see they got the little wrap on the end, and that's got to be a little bit of a splint.
Cordonier in and out, no good. It rattled, would not stay home. The board to Botkins. 7-point lead Rushi after being down to three. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. On the arc is Noah Topp. Noah Topp on the bounce into the lane. It's a cutter coming in from the right wing. It's pitch. Shot too hard. A hindrance at the basket was Dominic Francis, who altered that delivery. The ball was stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Botkins will throw in baseline right of the rim.
He is a hindrance at the basket.
Yep. Here's Monin catching top of the circle for Botkins. Monin, the 6-foot frosh, gives it up to Noah Topp. Guarded by Cordonier to Tucker Holzkamp. He takes Francis down the lane. Francis gets a piece of it. Good deflection. Outlet to Borchers on the giddy up to Grosjean. Grosjean against Pitts. Near side to Cordonier. Rushi by 7. A minute to go. First quarter. 15-8 Raiders. A good streak of 14-3, but Rushi has put him up. Dribble drive down the lane. Borchers. Borchers. Doesn't see the Botkins man in front and runs him down. Offensive foul. Borchers out of control. Trojans stood their ground in the lower part of the key.
He got pushed from behind, which is what pushed him into him, but the referee didn't see that. So
possession, Botkins, 15-8 Raiders. Trojans need a bucket before the end of the quarter. 3 points now for Botkins in the last 4 minutes plus here in this first period. Dosik at midcourt, outside the arc on the left, to top to Monin, left wing, straightaway pitch. Tucker Holskamp's got it. Goes baseline right to Monin, back to the basket, feeds top on the arc for three, way short. Hit the rim, backboard came off. Rushi's got the board. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Up the floor to York. York slices into the lane. Off balance, 10-footer. No good. Rebound Botkins. 7 to go. Monin to Dosik. To Pitts in a hurry. On the arc to top from 25. Short. Rebound Francis, and that's it. First quarter's in the books. 15-8 Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Yeah, Chuck, what do you think about the Rushi Raiders' balance so far?
Well, like I was telling you, they've got six kids that scored in the first quarter. They got four from Borchers and then three each from York and Schulze and Grogene, and then a free throw from Cordonier.
Yep.
That's just impressive.
Yeah, Rushi's got the ball to start the second. Botkins once led 5-1. That was with 4.5 to go in the first. Since then, all Raiders up 7. Second period underway. Grogene's got the ball 30 feet out. Gives it up to Cordonier in the left corner. Between the rings to Borchers. Checked out there by Pitts. Down the right side to York. On him, Dosik. There's a lob over the top of two defenders. Wow. For Dominic Francis. He catches and lays it in. Well done. The pass was spot on. 17-8. Raiders up 9. Midcourt Pitts. Elbow in the left. Stops. Hangs on. Gives it up left wing to Noah Top. Works against Francis. He's choked off. Now to pitch at the foul stripe. He backpedals into the lane, and he did walk. He shuffled. Good call by the official. Rushi's defense airtight since the first couple minutes. Botkins with 2 of 3 right out of the chute. 17-8, Raiders up 9. Close to a minute gone here in the second quarter. Cordonier midcourt outside the arc on the left is Schulze. Cordonier catches straight away. Here's Borchers against Pitts. Cross court to Schulze. He drives. Baseline. Botkins gets a mid on it. So does Rushi. Out of bounds to the Trojans.
Yeah, he got himself down on the baseline behind the backboard. There's nothing good that's going to happen down there.
Already for the Raiders, what, at least four
that's
turnovers?
Four, yeah.
Four mistakes by Rushi. Little uncharacteristic. 9-point lead, though, by Rushi. Botkins has been shut down the last 5 minutes of this game. Had a good beginning, not so much since. Here's Top posting up in the lane. Off balance against Schulze. Great D by him. Fine job as Zeb forced a top shot as he was retreating to the floor, and he flipped it up over the backboard completely.
Yeah, he might have gotten a little bit of a bump, but you're not going to get that call.
Tell you what, that play right there symbolizes Rushi's defense.
Oh.
It is unbelievable right now. Botkins can't even breathe. Here's Rushi in the half court. Schulze, midcourt to Borchers. Borchers looks at head coach Spencer Cordonier and gets a timeout. 6:22 to go in the second. 9-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Now, Rushi, after the timeout, has possession in the half court. Raiders throw in 30 feet from the basket, handled there by Vince Borchers. Let's see what play has been called during that break by head coach Spencer Cardagna.
Bakken's change up into his zone during the timeout.
Here is York, elbow on the right, doesn't shoot, dishes off, baseline left to Francis, on the arc to Grosjean, quick ball movement, into the post, Cardagna, on the arc to Grosjean for three, it's good! Grosjean pours it in, hasty ball movement by the Rushi Raiders, it paid off. 22-8 Rushi. Bodkins needs a string of points to get back in this. Here's Noah Top. He fights his way into the lane. Hand off to Colton Kleiman. Five-footer deflected foul on Rushi. Good call. Colton Kleiman gets two at the free throw line here. 5:38 left in the second. Rushi 20, Bodkins 8. Bodkins scored 5 points right out of the chute in this game. Led 5-1 with under 5 to play in the first. And since then, over the last 7.5 minutes, Bodkins has been held in check to just 3. Meanwhile, Rushi scored 19. Colton Kleiman misses both free throws.
My goodness, that did everything but drop down in.
First one too strong, second one in every centimeter of the rim and bounced away. Here's Borchers down the floor for Rushi. Dumps it baseline left to York. He's 6 feet out. He looks and turns. Got it over the top of Top.
Nice shot.
What a play by York. Dazzling post-up maneuver by Benjamin. He's on his game today. 22-8 Raiders. 5:18 left second quarter. Hunt scores. Broadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E. Affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Once again, repeating, we know of two winners in boys D7 regional championships. Delta St. John's was shocked, stunned by Arlington today, 51-46 at Bowling Green. Last night, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian defeated Warren John F. Kennedy. Those two are in the Final Four. We await this winner. And then there's a game tonight at Ohio U between Portsmouth, Notre Dame, and South Webster. Bodkins misses the short shot in the lane.
Wow.
And then Rushi blazes a trail down the floor. Dominic Francis catches below the rim. His shot hangs on the iron. It goes down. It's an and one. Dominic back at the stripe. 24-8 Raiders, who are playing splendidly right now.
An absolute dime by Benjamin York hitting him on the fly.
Dominic Francis pumps up the free throw. Hits the iron. Backboard no good. Rebound Dosik. Up the floor to Top to Dosik, 25 feet away. Borchers nearly got a hand in there and stole it. Hand off to Pitts against Grosjean. Around Dominic Francis goes Pitts. He soars in the air and flips it in off the top of the backboard. It plummeted right through. Foul call.
Nice, strong shot that time by Eli.
What a play by the soft Eli Pitts. 24-10. Bodkins down 14, 4:40 to go second quarter. Foul shot, the pitch is no good, way off to the right. Rebound pinballed around. Who's got it? Colton Plyman, Dominic Francis coming out of there with it is the free throw shooter Pitts, and he earns two more shots at the stripe. Head coach Bernard, you're not pleased about that sequence for Rushing. 24-10 Raiders, two free throws Pitts. He pumps it up and it is bouncing in. 24-11 in favor of Rushing. Second shot for Pitts on the way. Good once more. 24-12 in favor of Rushi. Here is Borchers, top of the circle. Hits a cutter coming in from the left corner. It's Dominic Francis, who thought he was fouled. Taken away by Botkins. Down the floor to top. Spin move. Might have gotten away with the walk. He scores. Noah Top, brilliant play. 24-14, Botkins back within 10. Here is Rushi to midcourt. It's Borchers. Raiders once led to 16, 24-8. Whole bunch of contact. Double foul, I think. Called down below the basket. Let's see what results.
It's going to be a held ball situation, and the ball's going to go to Botkins, if I'm not mistaken.
Referee signaling, I think, a foul each way. Big-time tug of war below the basket. 24-14 in favor of Rushi. 4:05 to go here in the second. Dominic Francis gets a breather. He checks out. So does Stanky for Botkins. Rushi ball based on the alternating arrow. Ball pitched to Schultze at the foul line. Now Cardano on the arc. Vince Porcher signals play number one. No, he's got two fingers in the air. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Rushi up 10, it was 16. York high left, flips it back to Cardano straight away. Tucker Holzkamp on him, now Grojean. Grojean dribbling. He's out near the Wright State Raiders logo at midcourt. 3.5 left in the second. There's Schultze 30 feet out to York. Foul line J. Good! York shot stuck on the back of the rim, and kerplunk, it fell through. It wasn't on target, but he'll take it. Big bucket for Rushi, stopping a little run to Botkins. 26-14 Raiders. Schultze, head of the key, gives it up to Dosik. Foul line extended left, and his wrist is tipped on the play by Vince Borchers during the jump shot. Couple of free throws here for Dosik of Botkins. 26-14 in favor of Rushi. Towing the stripe, Dosik, for the team clad in the gold-colored gray or the gray-colored gold. Dosik puts it up and in. 26-15 Raiders. Just over three to play in the second quarter. Anna was beaten by Marion Local in our first game here today on scoresbroadcast.com. 58-43. Anna played well. Was within four, 36-32 in the last moment of the third quarter. Second free throw is no good. Rushi reaches up to spear the rebound. Nicely done by York. Up the floor to Borchers, top of the circle. To Cordonier, right wing Grojean. Grojean dribbles with the left around Holzkamp into the lane. Off balance shot, no good. Strong rebound, Noah Top. Top and backcourt to Dosik. Dosik glides ahead. Feeds Mon in left corner. Out on top to Dosik around Borchers. Spin move in the lane. Here comes the double team. Ball thrown to Tucker Holzkamp on the right flank. His shot is off the flange. And a rebounding foul called against Botkins with 2:29 to go in the second quarter. 26-15 in favor of Rushi. I tell you what, Chuck, every which way, Borchers turns for the Raiders. There's a second Botkins player waiting on him. Every which way, Dosik turns for Botkins. There's a second Rushi player waiting on him.
You think each one of these coaches know exactly what the other team likes to do?
They know each other like a book, and they are reading that book word for word here today. Defenses have been very good. Botkins needs to clamp down. and to slow down the Raiders who've been on a run late first, early second. Timeout, Rushi. York can't get the ball in 3 or 4 seconds. Timeout for the team in white, which leads by 11 over Botkins, 2:20 to go, second quarter. Unscorers, broadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Benjamin York inbounds to Borchers. Borchers signals play number one. He's got the ball 25 feet out. Pitch on him, near side to Grosjean. Guarded by Monin of Botkins. Grosjean to Cordonier, left side of the floor, Borchers. Swung to Grosjean. They look inside for Cordonier. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 26-15, Rushi. Cordonier catches straight away, picked up by Holzkamp. Cordonier near wing to Grosjean. Grosjean to Borchers, 30 feet out on the floor. Head coach Cordonier shouts instructions. Bill Groves, head man Botkins on his feet, too. Near side Grosjean. Cuts to the foul stripe. New York for three. Hits it! Oh, my goodness, did Rushi exercise patience on that possession. Benjamin York back on his game. Good contest for the senior for the Raiders. Here's a drive by Botkins out of control. Dosik flips it up over his head. Backward shot low on the left. A lot of white jerseys around him. No good. And there is a scrum for the loose ball in the paint. It's gathered on the play by Botkins, nicely done by Owen Zimpfer, who's come in off the bench. Zimpfer gives Botkins some length, 6'4 junior. He corralled the rebound down on his knees. Rushi was on his back. Zimpfer misfires at the free throw line. Second one upcoming. 1:19 to go. First half, 29-15. Rushi, how many for York so far, Chuck?
He's got 10.
What a game for Benjamin York. He's been in a little bit of a slump. He's hot today.
Yep.
He sparkled for the Raiders. Second free throw is good. But Zimpfer, 29-16. Rushi, 70 seconds to go in the first. That's one thing about these Rushi basketball players. They are not in a slump long. Maybe a quarter. Hardly ever a full half. York had been in one for a few games here in the tournament, and he has helped lead the Raiders here today with 10. Here's Borchers into the lane, tried to dribble between the legs, and he was jumped by a couple Botkins defenders. Area got congested, held ball ruled. It's a Botkins possession.
This is not a vintage Vince Borchers game today. Let's give the credit to Botkins and their defense.
29-16, Rushi up 13, half minute to go, second quarter. Botkins had 5 points in the first 3 minutes of this game, 11 since. Rushi's put the D on him. Raiders then warmed up, took a while. 18 seconds to go, first half. Dribbling patiently, midcourt, Dosik for Botkins. He starts to work. He's double-teamed. Long lob, low on the right. Intercepted. Taken away by Schulte. Schulte fumbles in backcourt and throws it away. Botkins picks it off. Misses the three. With just a second to go, it's a 60-footer by Grosjean. It's no good. Frenetic action there in the last 10 seconds of the first half. Ball exchanged hands several times. Botkins did get away an errant three. Rushi got the rebound, a misfire for midcourt as the quarter ends. The mad scramble finishes out the second period and the first half. Rushi on top by 13 after trailing by four after 3.5 minutes at the start. 29-16 Raiders at the break. Again, reminding you, Delta St. John's upset today in a stunner, beaten 51-46 by Arlington at Bowling Green. The other D7 team, which has punched its ticket to the state Final Four in Division 7 boys, is Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, which beat Warren John F. Kennedy last night. Portsmouth, Notre Dame, and South Webster are playing at 6:30 at OU today. And, of course, this result yet to be determined here at the Nutter Center at Wright State. 13-point lead Raiders at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, located at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It is your family salon. We will style, you will smile. Stylist Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime here at the Wright State Nutter Center. Rushi, which got off to a poor start first 3.5 minutes, now leads Botkins 29-16. Biggest advantage was a 16-point spread. That is our halftime score. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Porcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, the Raiders have a 17-8 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it over 5 times. Now, they turned it over 3 times in their first 4 possessions of the game, so they did back it off a little bit, but the Trojans turned it over 4 times, 4 of 8 from the free throw line for Botkins, 3 of 7 for Rushi. Not very good on the individual scoring. Benjamin York scored 10 for the Raiders in the first half. Rogine hit a couple of threes. He has 6. They got 5 from Dominic Francis, 4 from Vince Porchers, 3 from Zeb Schultze, and a free throw from Braylon Cordonier. They scored 15 and 14, 29 to half. Botkins led by, they had a couple with 4. Dosik and Eli Pitts both had 4. They got 3 from Huelskamp on a 3 early in the game. 2 each from Steinke and Top, and a free throw from Zimfer. They scored 8 in each quarter, and it's 29-16 at the half.
Well, just like the 2 regular season games, rebounding advantage, Rushi Raiders.
Big rebounding advantage, and that's something that Botkins can't have in the second half. Plyman picked up 2 quick fouls,
yep.
So that took him out of there. He's a big big force in the middle. He does a good job of taking up space. And with him out of there, the Raiders took advantage.
Halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, 29-16. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, excuse me, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Glad you could join us. Rushi leads Botkins 29-16. Halftime, third quarter awaiting. Earlier today, Marion Local defeated Anna. Final score, Chuck, was what, 58-43? Does that sound right?
Yes.
Marion Local advancing on to Division 6 to the state Final Four. Anna knocked out. Great run, though, by the Rockets. 6-10 at one time this year. Reel off 10 victories in a row. Did Anna. A great season starting late as a result of football. A fine campaign ended today. Rockets defeated Bemarion Local in a game that was close. 36-32 with a minute to go in the third quarter. And Marion Local stretched it out at the end at the free throw line. Going 21 of 27 at the stripe did Marion Local against Anna. Rushi possession. We start the third quarter of this game. Raiders getting a fine performance from Benjamin York. That's a good sign for the team in white. Botkins wearing the road gray, black trim. Rushi white, gold numbers outlined in blue. Here's Benjamin York, top of the circle for Rushi. Left wing to Cordonier. On the arc to Borger, swing straight away. Check by Dosik. Right corner, Dominic Francis. 30 seconds gone here in the third. Raiders still lead the 13, 29-16. Borchers ball high overhead. Looks inside. Nobody home. Goes to Schulte. Now York near the center line. York veers down the right side. Rotates it to Borchers. There's a lob down inside for Francis. Batted away. Loose ball cleaned up by York, who scores. Johnny on the spot. Benjamin York got the garbage too. He was right there where he needed to be. Alert play by York. A minute gone, third quarter. Raiders, Chuck, worked a minute off the clock. Bad pass, Botkins from the left corner, and it goes out of bounds. Not the kind of opening to the second half the Trojans needed.
No, they did a good job defensively. I mean, and Rushi moved the ball well, but the defense was outstanding. But then they come down and just throw one out of bounds.
It is Cordonier in backcourt for the Raiders, up and over the timeline. Pitches to Borgers 50 feet away. Well, not 50 feet, or he'd be over and back, wouldn't he? Rushi spreading the floor. Cordonier top of the circle, dribble drive down the right side of the lane to the window for two. He kissed one in off the glass. Botkins needs a timeout. Rushi's lead is swollen. Biggest of this game. It expands to 17. 33-16, 90 seconds gone here in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Botkins needs a hot streak. They don't need what I just saw. An errant pass by Steinke, who misread Dosik. Clearly, poor communication. Ball pitched out of bounds. Botkins all thumbs here at the start of the second half of this game. 33-16 Raiders, who get the ball back again. Halftime score, Chuck, was what, 29-16?
Yep.
4-0 shutout by Rushi. First 2 minutes, third quarter. Borchers backpedaling, foul line. Loops on the arc to Cordonier. Left corner, York tries to squeeze a drive off. Defended well. Ball punch loose. Flamin's got it for Botkins. Alert play for the Trojans. Up the floor to Dosik. Dosik veers left, top of the circle. Hooks it down inside to Tucker Holzkamp. A late delivery after a shot fake. His five-footer no good. Cordonier couldn't get the rebound. Pitch dead for Botkins, and he's hammered, and he'll get two. Rushi crowd wants a travel. Instead, Eli pits at the line for the Botkins Trojans, who are down 33-16, 5:44 to go here in the third.
Pitts is a very strong sophomore, and he gets himself down in that lane. He's got the big, he gets himself wide, does a good job in there.
Foul shot is good. Tell you what, Pitts and Platfoot would make my all-sophomore starting five in a heartbeat.
They would right now, for absolutely.
For the SCAL. Free throws by Pitts up and in. One, then two. 33-18. Rushi in the lead. Five and a half to go here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Grogi. High right to Borchers. Out of Benjamin York, 25 feet away. Borchers gets it back. Dribbles behind his back. Hangs on. He's been a marked man today. Botkin's doing a pretty good job on Borchers. Here's a long three ball by York. He gets a screen. Missed it wide right. Rebound Trojans. Here's Pitts down the floor against Grogin. Runs into a double team. York nearly clawed it loose. Fed it to top on the arc. Deflected shot by York. Rebound baseline right by Plyman. He makes it.
Oh, what a shot.
Fadeaway shot by Plyman falling backwards. Didn't have good footing, but he stuck it in there anyway. 33-20. Rushiba 13. 4:49 to go third quarter. Ball thrown down the right side to York. Into the post to Dominic. Back on the arc to York. Straight away for Donier. Near side to Borchers. York wants to make a bounce pass into the post. Goes opposite to Grogin for three. Short. Weak side rebound. Holzkamp. Here comes Botkins on the go. Motoring down the floor. Dosik into the lane area. Ball clawed loose. Double team. He took steps. Good call.
It was. He got away with a double dribble, too, because nobody knocked it away from him. He lost control of it, dribbled again. So it was two turnovers. They only got one of them.
Dosik got too deep amidst some defenders from Rushi. 33-20. Rushi in front. 4:13 left in the third. On the arc, Borchers. Plyman comes out to greet him. Far right flank at York, who fakes left, goes right baseline. Leans in, doesn't shoot. Flips it way out on back to Fordon, your near side of the floor. 30 feet from the rim. And Rushi gets a timeout up 13. 4 minutes left in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Village of Rushi is home to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. O'Reilly Machine Tool will grind your first 10 tools at a fraction of the replacement cost. Tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds. Rushi inbounds after the timeout. Stolen by Dosik. Punched away from behind by Benjamin York. 3:46 to go in the third. 33-20. Rushi over Botkins. Hey, don't forget O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Accepting applications in person at 560 East Main and Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Here is Botkins going down low to Tucker Holzkamp. Shot fake. Gets people off their feet and then draws a two-shot foul. Nicely done by Tucker Holzkamp. He knew there was no chance to score against Dominic Francis without bobbing and weaving. Foul on the floor. Inbounded Botkins. Stolen by Dominic Francis. And then he palmed the basketball. Rushi fans irate, thought Dominic was fouled at the center line. That's a tough call to take.
Well, he did take quite the bump.
3 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Both sets of fans have some reason to be disturbed at the moment. On the arc, it is Pitts for Botkins. He runs into the lane. Might have gotten away with a shuffle. Shot blocked on the play by Francis. Loose ball to Cordonier. Outlet to Borchers. 33-20 Rushi. 3:14 to go, third quarter. 25 feet away, it is Grogi. Down the right side to Borchers. Baseline drive pulls up.
Pass.
Oh, a nifty bounce pass to Francis, who scores!
Wow.
Borchers with a thread below the rim to the opposite side of the paint to Francis. And Dominic saw it coming. They read each other beautifully. Francis on the finish. Here is Botkins at midcourt being harassed by Rushi. And the Trojans throw it out of bounds. Rushi's pressure got to Botkins on that possession. 35-20 Raiders, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Hey, once again, if you're looking for work, contact O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Ready to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Timeout, Botkins after Rushi spots a pass inside to Dominic Francis for an easy deuce. Two in a row, but Dominic, Trojans head to the sideline. So do the Raiders, 37-20. That matches the biggest lead of the game. Raiders up 17. 2.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Now, as we were talking during the break, Chuck, a bullet-like pass to Dominic Francis, who speared it with one hand. Two straight field goals in a row by him.
Yeah, he's got four. Would have had six. The only my sadness on that call was he was getting ready to see one heck of a dunk. On that one, did they call it the palm?
Hey, you're talking, what, two, three possessions ago?
Yeah, where they called, yep. They called the palm on him.
Yep. And Dominic was off and running at midcourt. Here's a bad pass by Botkins. Telegraph. Picked off by Dominic. There he goes. Oh, he's putting on a show. Dominic Francis, brilliant play. A steal 70 feet from the rim. He took it to the cup. Dominic Francis, three fielders straight. Long three ball left corner. Botkins, rebound, pin balled around. It is Borchers with it. Borchers steamrolls down the floor, hooks it up, no good, body foul. Botkins, as Rushi has stepped up the pace a couple more notches, and Botkins is reeling down by 19, 39, 20. 2:01 to go here in the third. Last drive to the hoop by Borchers. He's at the free throw line, shooting two. Tell you what, Chuck, there is a fast-paced basketball game, and then there is one that's pell-mell. And that's the one Rushi is exhibiting right now.
Yeah, this quarter, they're just smoking them.
High-octane offense for the Raiders. Defense is outstanding, too. In fact, the offense is feeding off the defense.
Yep.
Vince Borchers gets a little respite. Couple free throws good here by the Raiders, extending the lead from 39 to 20 to 41 to 20. Here's Dosa coming right back for Botkins. He drives into the lane, scoops it below the basket, left it short. He was bothered by the Raiders' height on the inside. Schulte in the right corner out to York. Rotated near side to Grogin. 1:43 to go in the third. 41 to 20, Rushi. For the defense for the Raiders has been magnificent this entire season and tournament especially. Dominic Francis in the lane. Oh, a pocket pass to Schulte. Good! Good! Oh, unbelievable.
A clinic right now.
What a delivery by the Raiders on the inside. Monin dribble drive, baseline left. Feeds a teammate right corner at Steike. Jump shot, no good. Steike knocks somebody down. Loose ball picked up by Monin and Botkins. Shoots the tray, missed it. Rebound Rushi. Grogin's got it in backcourt. And here is a foul finally called as it has gotten not only physical, but rough.
Stanky hit Grojean there, totally unintentional. He hit him as he was racing to the ball, but he knocked him halfway across the floor.
43-20, Rushi. A minute to go here in the third quarter. It has been all Raiders since the first 4 minutes of this game. Botkins got off to a good start. That's been it. Rushi's defense has taken Botkins out of its game at the offensive end. Grojean at midcourt. Handoff on the play to Gradiner, now to York. Raiders spread the floor. 40 ticks on the clock late in the third. 43-20, Rushi. Here's Grojean. Picked up 25 feet from the basket. Guarded tightly by Owen Zimpfer. Foul called away from the ball against Botkins. Half minute left, third quarter. 43-20 Raiders. It looks like Rushi, barring a collapse and a miracle comeback by Botkins, will join Arlington and Willoughby Cornerstone Christian in the boys' D7 Final Four. Those two winners determined. Game coming up in a little bit. Portsmouth, Notre Dame, and South Webster at Ohio U. That will provide the fourth and final state Final Four participant in boys Division 7. Here's York, top of the circle for Rushi, which runs clock down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Head of the key, Cordonier. Cordonier tries to split two defenders, and he charged.
Yeah, he hit Stanky, and Stanky that hit him pretty hard.
6.9 left in the third. Well, Botkins does get some consolation now. A final shot maybe at the end of the quarter for the Trojans. Six to play. Here's Dosik outside the arc. Moving screen. That was clear cut. It was a foul on Plyman.
Right in the middle of the floor. They're going to see that every time.
Yeah, he said it. Bulldozed York. Foul Plyman of Botkins. 4.6 to go. Third quarter. 43-20. Rushi. Botkins scored the first 5 points in the opening couple minutes. Since then, all Raiders. The D has held Botkins to 15. Dribble drive. It is Grojean down the lane. Grojean at the buzzer. Got it. What a play. Jackson Grojean took the ball at midcourt. Nobody picked him up. He sliced and diced the Botkins defense and hit a floater. It trickled through the twine as the buzzer went off. 45-20 Rushi after three on scores. Broadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, we start the third quarter. Botkins, Corey Koenig airs out a long three, missed it. Quickly down the floor, Rushi into the lane, twisting, turning, Borchers! What a play by Borchers! He shoveled that thing in from his knees. And at this end of the floor, we've got an over-the-back foul against Rushi. Opening 25 seconds, fourth quarter, 47-20 Raiders. We remarked when Rushi held Marion Local 29 that was a defensive clinic, quite an exhibition for former Rushi. It's a repeat here today. Defense at its very best. You've seen nothing like it at the high school level. Here's a baseline jump shot by Dosik, and he stops the bleeding with a 10-footer. Dosik connects for Botkins. 47-22, Rushi. 7 minutes left in the game. Midcourt, it's Borchers. Borchers down the paint against three players. Right corner, York for three. Headset! Benjamin York on the money. Benjamin York has been red hot here today. Here's a long triple try, right side of the floor. Chucked up there from distance by Corey Koenig. It is no good. Rebounded down to Borchers of Rushi with 6:42 to play. And the score is 50-22 in favor of the Raiders. There's a jockeying foul near midcourt against Pitts-Botkins. Borchers was bumped. Substitution, Francis back in for Rushi. Benjamin York is out.
Landon Monin
on the floor there for a short stretch have been Landon Monin for the Rushi Raiders. And timeout is called. 6:34 to go in the fourth. 50-22 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, a big thank you to our Fort Loramie sponsors, many of them, close to a dozen. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires. Numerous sponsors from Rushi. Here's York again for the Raiders. A fall back three shot is good. Benjamin York is on fire, unconscious. He was stepping backwards, backpedaling, unloaded a three and swished it. Botkins turns it over to a right. Rushi basketball. 53-22. Benjamin York has been brilliant here today for the Raiders. And you add him to the mix, and that is an awesome starting five for the blue and gold.
He's got 18 and Francis has 11. Those are not the two guys that you're thinking they're going to be at the top of your scoring.
Right, right. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Hey, we would not be on the air today. This is our 20th year without the originating support from LaCal and Jackson Center. It moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California back in 1983. LaCal, a founding sponsor with us ever since, still on the air today. Big time gratitude to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We thank you oh so much. Here is Rushi inbounding into the lane to Dominic Francis, and the ball is tipped away by Botkins, which is down 53-22. Dribble drive down the lane, out of control, hurled to the rim by Pitts, high off the backboard. He was tripped up. Couple of shots for Pitts and Botkins.
It's one of the things that happens when you're playing a team a third time. They know your inbounds plays. They had that. They had that one surrounded.
Yep, sure did. Free throw by Pitts is good. 53-23. 30-point lead for Rushi. Biggest margin had been 53-22, making 53-24 in favor of Rushi, which has exhibited unbelievable defense here today. It suffocated Botkins. Here's Borchers on the attack for the Raiders. A running one-hander in the lane. Hits the front rim. Kerplunk. It crawls over and drops through. Another two-pointer by the Raiders, who lead at 55-24. Here's Eli Pitts in the lane, driving. Beats Koenig from the left corner. Short jump shot, deflected, stolen Marucci. Outlet to Cordonier. Cross court to York, thought about the three. To Grojean from 28, no good. Weak side rebound, Colton Plyman-Botkins. Back court to Dosik, up the floor to Koenig. Koenig swings it between the rings to Plyman. On the arc to Collin, who sets and shoots a long one. It is missed. Rebound of Arushi. 4:55 to go in the game. 55-24 Raiders. Hey, don't forget A&M Paladin Rushi has positions available for work. Call A&M 937-295-3093. 295-3093. A&M Pallet in Rushi. Spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Quick, long three-point drive of Botkins. No good. Here's Borchers down the floor for Rushi. He slides into the lane, goes around one man, and then Koenig stands strong, and it's a charge on Borchers.
I'm not sure that he was set, but he was so out of control, I like the call.
4:25 to go in the game, 55-24 Rushi. Hey, just message us on Facebook at A&M Pallet or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, Range Line Road in Rushi, which started way back in 1986 and today serves more than 200 customers. Botkins at the offensive end. Short bank shot, but Plyman no good. Rebound Rushi. Borchers on the gallop. Down the floor to York, to Francis. Swinging in from the right corner. Overhead attempt at a slam, no good. Rebound Dosik of Botkins. To Plyman, to Dosik on the arc. Dosik 17-footer, good. Colin Dosik connects. 55-26 Rushi. 3:39 left in the fourth quarter. A&M Pallet in Rushi. A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. Oh, another one of those patented drives by a Rushi Raider. This time, Braylon Cordonier, as he knifed into the lane, flipped it in with the left hand. Retaliating Dosik behind the foul line. Swish on a 17-footer. Colin Dosik pours it through. 57-28 Raiders. 3:12 to go in the fourth. Here's York to midcourt to Borchers. Borchers at the Raiders logo. Fires near the scorer's table. Far side, it's Cordonier. Guarded by Noah top. Cordonier on the bounce. Top of the circle. Foul line. Deflected pass. Botkins comes away with it. It's Pitts. Pitts scoots down the floor. In the circle. Twists and turns around Borchers. Left it short. Ooh, a good rebound by Benjamin York. He reached up and snatched it right out of the air. 2:36 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi on to the state final four next Friday. Location, time to be determined. We know that Arlington is in. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian is in. Delta St. John's is out. Beaten by Arlington today in a shocker. 51-46 at Bowling Green. And there is a regional championship taking place shortly down at OU between South Webster and Portsmouth Notre Dame. Wholesale changes both clubs, Chuck.
Well, no offense to Arlington, but they disappointed an awful lot of people. They wanted to see Delta St. John's and Rushi play in the basketball tournament. But I'll give them a break. They obviously played a good game today.
57-28 in favor of the Rushi Raiders with 2:31 to go here in the fourth quarter.
31-14 rebounding advantage for Rushi.
Well, that continues the trend. It was 60-some to 30 over the course of the first two games between the two clubs. The game at Rushi, the game at Botkins. Rushi owned the boards 2-1 in those games. And Rushi possesses the backboards by a 2-1 ratio here today. And the Rushi Raiders seniors one by one coming off the floor, being substituted for here in the last 2:31.
By five more seniors that came off the bench.
Five 12th graders come in, five depart. Rushi possession, dribbling between the rings as Landon Plyman holds the ball high overhead, 29-point lead Rushi. Zeb Borchers, 6'3 seniors, got it. far right side of the court to Caleb Unverfirth. And we had a violation out of bounds across the way against Rushi. Botkins will bring it down. Botkins Trojans have entered some changes too. Here is Botkins at midcourt. Memphis Meyer, 5'11 sophomore, is on the bounce. Dribbles down the left side, looks for Braden Welsh. Ball rotated on top to a driver, Treg Meyer, a 5'8 cross. She has the ball stolen. Rushi goes the other way, driving layup deflected. Here comes Botkins coming back. Here's a long three-point try, pumped up there by Welsh. A line driver hits the iron, caroms away. Raiders have the board, a minute 41 to go. 57-28, Rushi. Raiders have the ball 30 feet out. Got a push-off foul against Botkins. And Rushi will get a couple of free throws. Clock is stopped at 1:37 to go in the fourth. Marion Local beat Anna in game one today at D6 Regional Championship. 58-43 Flyers, who will be the favorite to win the D6 State Final Four. Free throw is good. Pumped up and in as the Raiders' Caleb Unverfirth sinks it. Second one for him. Caleb, one bounce, eyes the goal, short. Rebound Botkins, 90 seconds to go in the game. Long lead out down the floor to Meyer. Meyer hits a trailer who storms hard to the basket and lays it through. 58-30, Rushiva 28, a minute 20 left to go in the fourth. Raiders have the ball on the arc. It's Zeb Borchers, looks near side for Landon Monin. Instead, swings it to Landon Kleiman, out of Monin, 25 feet out. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter, 58-30, Rushi. This wound up being the most decisive of the three meetings by far. The first two, very competitive. Late third, early fourth. This one, a blowout. Botkins got off to a good beginning. Led 5-1. And then Rushi turned it up. Jacked up the defense. Offense came around. And a Raiders explosion here today. Long three-point try by Botkins. Rattles in and out, no good. Rebound thrown on the arc. Botkins still controls. Dribble drive in the lane. Shot attempt put up, blocked. And Rushi comes away with it with 23 seconds to go in the fourth. Climbing to midcourt. DeBorchers, his triple hits the iron. Rebound to Botkins with 13 to play. 58-30, Rushi. Up the long-awaited third confrontation between the two. Really was not a tight struggle at all as Rushi blows out Botkins 58-30 to advance on to the state final four. Botkins Trojans had a heck of a season. 20-7 for Botkins, second place finish in the Shelby County Athletic League. Easy for me to say. Rushi Raiders, too much to handle today, no doubt about it. Raiders were splendid, brilliant performance by Rushi, which whips up on Botkins by 28, 58-30. Regular season matches were 57-38, and then an 11-point game in the second battle between the two. Each contest mighty close through three, but not so here today. Botkins led early on with under five to go in the first, 5-1. And then just 2.5 minutes later, Rushi was up 12-8, stretched it to 24-8. Final margin, 28 points, all Raiders. Defense as usual. It was brilliant, blanketing Botkins the entire game long as the Rushi players salute their crowd across the way. We'll return with more. We'll have the regional runners-up and regional championship presentations shortly. 58-30 Rushi on Scores, broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, over the last minute and a half or so of this game, Botkins Trojans reserves got onto the floor. The likes of Noah Miller, Wes Gutman, Trick Meyer played, Braden Welsh, Memphis Meyer was in there. You look down through the Botkins roster, you don't see too many seniors. Colton Kleiman, a senior. Corey Koenig, a senior. Colin Dosick, a 12th grader. Noah Topp, a senior. Four graduates from this Botkins varsity basketball team. Good JV squad and good basketball athletes down through the lower grades. Botkins basketball program in very good shape and will be a challenger for the championship in the Shelby County Athletic League next season, we do believe. Right now, individual presentations to Botkins. Runners-up here at the Wright State Nutter Center D7 Regional Tournament. The Rushi Raiders, the region champs, 58-30. Rushi wins it. Again, Anna was beaten today 58-43 by Marion Local. And if you haven't heard, that long-awaited match between Rushi and Delphi St. John's will not be occurring because the Blue Jays were upset, ousted, stunned today by Arlington 51-46. Rushi Chuck put on a clinic after the first 4 or 5 minutes. Looked like the Raiders in previous games here in the tournament, just totally dominating, high octane pace, both offense and defense, physical speed, a lot of length. York gives them that 3-point dimension in that starting five that the Raiders might have been missing. He was spot on from long range, Benjamin York. Boy, he's that extra long shot artist the offense can really use.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6'4". He sees over the defense. He shoots threes well. Cordonier only had five today, but boy, he just does such good things. When the other people are scoring, he does a great job of rebounding, and their defense is just suffocating. And I sit here sometimes and go, well, you know, maybe this, I have no maybes that I would be able to talk to Phil Grove about and say, this is what I would have done, because what are you going to do?
And hey, if you put Dominic Francis on another area D7 team, perhaps Shelby County Athletic League Club, Dominic Francis might average 20-25 points. He's that formidable inside. When he gets the ball, something positive usually happens. Oftentimes, it's a two-pointer or a dunk. And at the defensive end, he just swipes shots away left and right.
He does. He's a force defensively. He just is an outstanding outstanding offensive player. He gets to the rim and in contortionist ways and to make shots. Give Botkins credit. I mean, I know they gave up 58. They played pretty good defense, and they knew what Rushi was going to run. They tried to jump. They did a pretty good job on Borchers. They didn't plan on York getting 18 on them today.
Nope, not at all. In fact, it looked like maybe early on Botkins took a chance, sloughed off on him, didn't put man-for-man pressure on York. He took advantage. The openings were there, and he burned Botkins today for certain.
He did, and Jackson Grojean came off the bench, hit two big threes in the first half, and kind of helped push the lead out. So, I mean, Botkins, after that initial surge, just never really got rolling.
Standout careers for Botkins seniors, Colin Dosick. Oh, my goodness, he got better and better.
Yeah.
Like a good wine, he aged, and with his maturity, was a fantastic performer all through his career, was really great as a senior. And we're going to miss Colin Dosick. Love the fire he brought to the court. He did everything well as a high school basketball player. Noah Topp, a senior, 6'2", fine student athlete. Noah Topp, a graduate. He will be missed. Colton Plyman in the middle. Did a lot of the little things required from a postman. He gave great attention to detail at the center spot for Botkins.
Well, he made maybe the toughest shot of the day in both games on that one where he caught it, fading back, shot it over top of Francis, who was flying at him, and made the jumper. That was a tough shot.
And the senior Corey Koenig, in the minutes of time on the floor he got this year for Botkins, he made some big baskets, a few long threes.
Yeah.
He was a marksman when he got in there. So those are the four seniors for Botkins. Dosick, Koenig, Topp, and Plyman. And right now, individual awards being offered to the Rushi Raiders, the regional champs, boys D7. There is Spencer receiving from his wife Amber, the athletic director at Rushi, his personalized hardware, and now the regional championship trophy being presented to the team. Again, if you haven't heard, Delta St. John's upset today by Arlington, 51-46. Rushi Raiders now the favorites to take the D7 state title in boys basketball. Chuck, who are your stars of this game?
Well, 35-18 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, and that was a key. Rushi was led by York with 18. Francis had 11. Borchers had 10 on kind of a calm day for him, scoring-wise anyway. I'm going to go with Benjamin York and Dominic Francis as my Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, only one in double figures was Colin Dosick with 10. Then they got 8 out of Eli Pitts. So Colin Dosick is my Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, welcome back to the Wright State Nutter Center. Rushi victorious 58-30 over Botkins. Third meeting of the year between the two. Raiders win up to 28. Benjamin York with us. You were a videographer 15 years ago up in the crow's nest at Rushi when we were broadcasting on scoresbroadcast.com, and you've grown to be 7 feet 5 inches tall.
Yep, I remember that. That was fun times.
Oh, my goodness. What a game you had today. Your radar must have been calibrated just perfectly. Your shots were spot on. How many points did you get in the end, finally?
I have no idea.
18 big ones. Oh, love that jump shot you've got from the arc. Tell you what, when you figure in the three-pointer from York for this Rushi offense, it's an added dimension, Benjamin. People can't slough down in the paint defensively. You can burn up a zone, too. Benjamin, great game today. How'd you do it? Special diet today? Peanut butter this afternoon? What was it?
Nope. I mean, it was my teammates being able to find me on the outside. I know I haven't been able to show up with my three lately, but it was good to see him go through the rim today, and hopefully we can continue that.
Hey, what was the strategy against Bodkins? You can reveal some secrets now. The game's over. Okay, you won. But what was the plan defensively? You really harassed him. You've got a speedy, high-octane offense, but it's fueled by great defense.
Yep.
It was remarkable. Held him to 30 points.
Yep. Defense is key. I mean, defense wins championships.
Yep.
Our goal was to keep Dosek from getting downhill. If he gets downhill, he looks to facilitate and get other guys open. And at the beginning, we had a little bit of trouble, but then we adjusted, and he didn't really get to the middle of the floor anymore, and that's whenever we were able to pull away.
Rushi defeats Bodkins 58-30 onto the state final four for the Rushi boys. Added development today. Not only does Rushi win, Delphi St. John's was beaten.
Did they?
Yeah, 51-46. Delphi St. John's upset by Arlington, which knocked off the Blue Jays. So Rushi now probably the favorite to win the boys' D7 state championship. More about that later. You can relish in this regional championship win here today. Take me through a huddle. What goes on when Spencer Gordonier stomps his foot and says it's a timeout, guys, come over here. We got some things to discuss.
Yep.
Tell me what happens.
Yep. Well, first it starts with slamming his clipboard on the ground, but then after that it gets to the point. I mean, we have it coming to us sometimes. I know at halftime he was really upset he came in the locker room, but, you know, we responded well, and we go back out on the court and play our game.
Hey, free throw shooting on this club at times, a little up and down. It's getting better and better over the course of the season. You'll need it to make a stretch run and win this state title.
Yep.
That was a short answer.
Yeah. I didn't shoot any today, so I can't really attest to that.
Well, I tell you what. You know, I've heard coaches say, we don't dwell too much on the foul shooting. We don't talk about it. We don't want players going to the line thinking, oh, I've got to make this, or I'm going to be subbed out.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't feel that on our end. I mean, we got to go up there and do the best we can. And, I mean, those are free shots that we need to knock down, so we'll keep getting in the gym and getting our shots up during practice, and hopefully they work out.
Hey, is Dominic Francis a stud or what?
Yep. Very athletic. Playing AAU. Yeah, playing AU within the summer, me and Vince did, and getting that connection really helped this season. And as you can see, he's sprouted a lot this season. I mean, from last year, he's a completely different player, and he's a joy to have on the team.
Vince Borchers, he is the engine.
Yep.
He makes the club go.
Yep. I mean, he's the guy that handles the ball up here, takes pressure all game, doesn't really come out either, so shout out to him for being able to handle the pressure all night.
Hey, Braylon Cordonier may play the rest of his life the game of basketball with two fingers taped together.
Yep, he's been pretty good with that, so we'll see.
Hey, between you and Jackson Grosjean, that's some pretty daggone good three-point shooting.
Thank you.
And then there's the X Factor, Zeb Schultze.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
I tell you what, if somebody doesn't get a loose ball,
he's there.
He's there to snarf it up. He's a cleanup man. He'll get points around the basket, too. Hey, you're being called over to cut down the net. You've got to trim a little bit of rope.
Okay, all right. Thank you guys for covering us all this time. Thank you.
Oh, Benjamin York, a terrific performance. Terrific performance by Benjamin York here today for the Rushi Raiders. He leads Rushi to a 58-30 win over Bodkins. Again, a stellar season for the Trojans, 20-7, second place finish in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi just too much. And if you stop and think about it, Chuck, over this year, last year, the year before, Rushi basketball, with the exception of the Division I Richmond Heights team
Absolutely.
Playing in D4 the last 2 years, Rushi was the cream of the crop the last couple seasons, and they try to put their stamp on D7 here in 2025.
Well, there is no one who deserves the state championship more than Rushi does, because they got I can't use that word. They got kind of taken by the fact that Richmond Heights, yep, with all those athletes, they would have been a great Division II when there was four divisions. They finally get to play teams of their they don't get to recruit, and I think they got a good shot at getting that big trophy.
Well, Richmond Heights played a D1, D2 schedule.
Yep.
And then played in a D4 tournament. It doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, but, hey, it is what it is, and this will be their third straight trip to the state tournament. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, again, to summarize, last night and today, earlier here this afternoon, Anna was defeated by Marion Local 58-43. Great season for the Rockets. 6-10, Storm back, 1-10 in a row. 16-10 record coming into today's game against Marion Local. Flyers, like Rushi, a favorite to win a state tournament now. Marion Local in D6, Rushi in D7. Last night, Minster girls beaten up at Elida in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. 43-40, Columbus Grove won it over Minster, which returns a number of fine players next season. And under head coach Mike Wiss, Minster girls basketball is in great shape and will be mighty good again next season. 43-40, Columbus Grove won that with 4 points in the final 25 seconds or so. Minster led by one very late. Then how about the Fort Laramie Redskins? Defense was supreme last night in Elida. Fort Laramie held Ottoville to 6 of 21 shooting in the first half, held them to 11 in the first two quarters, 2 points in the second. Avery Brandewee was dynamite, 9 of 12 from the floor. How about Izzy Meyer off the bench? 3 of 6 on free throws for Izzy, 2 of 2 at the stripe, a total of 8 points for Izzy. Victoria Mesher chipped in with a dozen. Fort Laramie in total had 13 points off the bench last night to Ottoville's 7, and the Redskins beat Ottoville 52-40. Game wasn't really that close, a dozen. It was 18 with 2.5 minutes or so to go. So the Fort Laramie girls will play next Saturday. I think the tip time is 5:15.
5:15 to 5:30. I think I saw 5:30, but it could be 5:15.
Waterford the opponent. It's a rematch of last year's D4 state championship won by Fort Laramie 42-29 over Waterford. They meet again. A D7 state title on the line at UD next Saturday. We'll say 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air sometime around 4:30 or so. Rushi is in action in a state Final Four berth, the state semi, on Friday night, the night before, at a site to be determined and a time to be determined. I think Marion Local is going to play somewhere on the same evening. Who knows? Rushi Marion Local might be part of a doubleheader somewhere. You don't know what's up the sleeve of the OHSAA, but last night at Elida, we had a D6, a D7 girls a state semifinal. So who knows what the OHSAA might do. I'm told that Elida probably not the number one option for a Rushi state semifinal game next Friday evening, but we will have the coverage for you.
Yep, wherever it is.
Wherever it is, time to be determined. Oh, what a great season, Chuck. We are down to no more than 1, 2, 3 games to go.
Yep.
In the 2024-25 basketball campaign. It has been so much fun. Weather's going to break. Baseball not too far around the corner, but until then, we're going to relish the close of this basketball season as the Rushi Raiders and Fort Laramie Redskins, along with Marion Local nearby in Mercer County, all vie for state titles. Great online listenership today. Thanks for joining us. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Kudos to Brandon Coverman and Derek Olding, who assisted last night at Elida. Here comes Spencer Cordonier racing over. He wants to get a word in. Hello, Spencer. Thanks so much. That's all right. Thank you so much. Spencer comes by after finishing his ESPN interview duties. Oh, my goodness, Spencer. After the first 3 or 4 minutes, your high-octane offense and defense were rolling. The machine was well-oiled. Great contribution from Benjamin York today. Phenomenal performance. Everybody was in the stands thinking, oh, this third contest between the two might be nip and tuck. You put Botkins away pretty early.
Yeah. We talk about it all the time. You know, defense wins championships, right?
Yep.
We haven't won the big one yet, but, you know, the regional championship, it's what you got to do. And these guys, they're just winners. They just win. They know how to win. They know how to defend. And they know what it takes. And there's no selfishness. There's none of that. It's whatever the team needs me to do. And tonight Benjamin got open looks. They were trying to take driving lanes away from Vince and take Braylon away in the post. And, you know, one thing we talked about was let's get out and run. And let's be us. Let's not worry about what everybody else is doing. Let's just be us.
Hey, first meeting between the two, Botkin scored 38. Second meeting, Botkin scored 36. Today, Botkin scored 30. So your defense, believe it or not, as good as it's been all year, got better and better against your arch rival in the SCAL.
Yeah, we talked about that ahead of time. I said, you know, we give them 36 and we give them 37. I said, if we get 45 or 50, we're going to win. We're going to win because you guys know how to defend and you know what it takes. And we let Dosek get downhill a couple times early, and they got two wide open looks. And
yep,
we called timeout. It's like, that can't happen. Vince, that cannot happen again. And it didn't.
Is Dom Francis a force on the inside or what?
He's big and athletic. He likes to try and leak out towards the 3-point line sometimes, and yeah, you got to rein him back, and you just keep him around the rim. You know, he's a lot like Felix was last year for us. And you keep him around the rim, and he's a rim protector on one end, and he's a rebounding machine on the other.
It's not often that the starting five all seniors leave the floor late in a regional final to a standing ovation. They're substituted one by one by one, replaced by seniors.
Yeah.
And all of those seniors comprise darn near the entire boys senior class at Rushi. How does that all work?
Well, you know, early in the season we had a talk, and I was like, look, guys, with 11 of you, it's going to be very difficult, right?
Yeah.
They can't play everybody, and they're just a phenomenal group. You know, those kids work just as hard every day in practice as the kids that get to play most of the minutes. So that's a tribute to them.
Hey, thanks so much. We will follow you everywhere next Friday night except Milford.
Yeah, right. I don't want to go back either.
Spencer, thanks so much. Spencer Cordonier, head coach, Rushi Boys, victorious here today, 58-30 over Botkins. On to the state final four.
Yeah.
I just heard that Delphi St. John's got beat.
Yeah, it took you that long to find that out? I knew that a long time ago. Everybody thought that I really wouldn't needed to know that right before our game. Like, I don't care. I got something else to take care of for.
Hey, thanks, Spence.
So, thanks, guys. See you next week.
Yeah, thank you so much. Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders. I was pulling his leg a little bit, Chuck. I think he fell for the fact that I acted ignorant about the Blue Jays' final score today. Maybe he was kidding me right back. And
I think he was.
He outbluffed me.
He's got his whole family over there. His wife, the athletic director. He's got his two daughters.
Yeah.
Got Braylon. Did it get any better than that to have your whole family there with you?
Thanks so much again to our online listeners, our great sponsors. A lot of gratitude to everybody. A few new ones on board, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Schaefer Market.
a big sponsor, along with Schaefer Propane, Schaefer Oil, the Schaefer Market. If you haven't been there, everything you wanted is now on the shelves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Hot Daily Lunches, the Market Deli Sub Shop, the station that serves up piping hot coffee, a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today to Schaefer Market. See all your old favorites at Schaefer, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. And thanks again to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. And as we announced in the first several minutes of both broadcasts today, Production Support, Inc. in Rushi. New on the air with us, Production Support, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware each year. Thanks to Chuck, Stats Color, On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying we bid you goodbye for about a week. Till next Friday evening when we bring you the Rushi Raiders in state semifinal boys basketball action. 1 week from right about this time of day, well, an hour or so before 6:15, this time next Saturday. That's right, got a time change coming up. We'll have on the air next Saturday for you the Fort Loramie girls against Waterford in the D7 Girls State Championship at UD. For you online listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good evening from the Wright State Nutter Center. Rushi victorious over Bodkins, 58-30.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.